The retired U.S. general, now in charge of reconstruction in Iraq, says government agencies in Baghdad will resume work by the end of next week. Government offices in the city haven't been operating for more than 2 weeks, and as NPR's Guy Raz reports, the security situation in the Iraqi capital remains unstable.
Residents in this city invariably repeat the same three demands. They want power, they want security, and they want a government. And they expect Jay Garner to bring these fast. So this morning, the retired general convened a town hall meeting with 60 Iraqi professionals. Technocrats, he called them, who might be able to assist in forming the core of Iraq's post-Saddam bureaucracy. Though the meeting was closed, some of those attending said they complained about the state of the offices. From the foreign ministry to the trade ministry to the telecommunications office, many of Baghdad's government departments are now bombed out shells of tangled steel and rubble.
We told them if they could get the people together, if there's no longer a ministry, we'll find a facility. If they still have a ministry, there's no furniture, we'll go buy the furniture, we'll get the computers, we'll start all that government. It's very important that the people start back to work, especially the people in public service.
Still, three-quarters of this city is without power. Weapons are easily obtained, and there's no functioning police department to patrol Baghdad's neighborhoods. U.S. soldiers in armored vehicles are often asked by locals to undertake basic police work. Earlier today, in the eastern part of the city, the army was called in to apprehend looters near an abandoned school building. Garner acknowledged today that the security situation remains a problem. And it's for this reason, he said, an interim bureaucracy must begin work shortly. International coordinators have been appointed to run all the ministries. Garner says they'll be aided by Iraqis.
As we get into the ministries and other governmental functions, and we start the reconstruction effort in those, when the Iraqis themselves are ready to accept the management of that and the leadership of that, we'll turn it over to them. And there's no calendar on that. Some will go fast, some will take a little longer.
But aside from transferring power quickly back to Iraqis, Garner is witnessing increasing anti-American demonstrations across the country, including this one in Baghdad yesterday. Down, down, USA, chanted a group of Shia Muslims outside the Palestine Hotel. When asked about it, Garner admitted he was taken aback by the demonstrations and insisted those protests are prompted by countries outside Iraq.
I think what you find here, those are well organized if you look at them, and I think what you find in that is a lot of Iranian influence. I certainly don't think that represents anywhere near the majority. I think the majority is very silent, the majority is being very safe, the majority is still somewhat afraid, and I think as you see them beginning to get more comfortable, you'll see more favoritism toward the U.S.
Until then, the former general, a man not yet acquainted with Iraq's political culture, faces a city in ruins and a population impatient for change.
This is a hard job. It's a tough job. And it's very difficult to take people out of a darkness and lead them into light. But that happens. Once they've been standing in light long enough, their eyes adjust. But I think what we have is a tough job here. It's work in progress. We're going to get it done, and it's going to be successful.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.